On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash, Walt Disney Pictures. The screen fades to black.
Send Tressa to the stage.
Check lights.
Hey, where's that turtle with my narrator?
Walt Disney's Mickey, Donald, Goofy, The Three Musketeers.
Singing, singing, singing all day long. When I'm singing, there is nothing that is wrong. Musketeers, hey!
A turtle looks at us, hides in his shell, then reads a comic book.
La 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 la.
Talent to the set, please.
We're live in 60 seconds.
60 seconds?
Where's the narrator?
Monsieur narrator, monsieur narrator! Monsieur, monsieur, it is time!
The narrator hits the turtle with his dressing room door.
Monsieur, pardonnez-moi. But today is the day, right, monsieur? Because you promised I can sing my songs about the musketeers, right? Alpha One, hey!
The narrator hits the turtle with his own lute, then steps over the dazed animal.
But monsieur, you promised. Oh, no, no. No, 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 monsieur. Monsieur, monsieur, wait! Wait, the stage is in!
He falls down a hole.
This way.
The narrator's book hits the turtle, sending him flying into a chair on a library set.
Cue music!
And action!
What's that turtle doing out there?
Where's the narrator?
Shh, we're live.
Just go with it! Hey, you! Don't just sit there like a turtle! Do something!
The turtle hides.
You're on camera! For crying out loud, say something!
Hello!
Tell the story!
Today, I will tell you the story of the Three Musketeers! This is my favorite version, the one with pictures, and of course, my songs. Our story begins in the gutter, where poor young street urchins Mickey, Donald, and Goofy struggle to survive. Zut alors! Bad guys! Will anyone defend these innocent children? Anyone? 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 Well, anyone? Ha-ha! The Royal Musketeers! Yes! And after the dust settles, a kindly musketeer gives Mickey a gift.
It's a feather hat.
Don't worry, Mickey. You'll grow into it. From that day on, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy dreamed of being great musketeers! But as the years passed, their dream was still as far away as ever. You see, before their dream can come true, our three heroes must learn the real meaning of the musketeer creed. All for one, and one for all! And I just happen to have a song about this!
Musketeers ride horses.
All for one! Musketeers sing,
all for one and one for all!
If you dare to cross our path, prepare to fall, 'cause we'll fight you. All for one and one for all, and all for one and one for all, and all for all and all.
They practice fighting.
So, if you think you care to kick some derriere, you know that as a musketeer you'd be so fearsome if you believe you're manly. Come and join our family.
Mickey, Donald, and Goofy watch from a low window.
Aw, look at them, fellas. That's gonna be us out there someday. I just know it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
All for one, all men of honor, hear the call. Musketeers sing.
All for one and one for all.
All for one.
Hey!
All for one and one for all.
All for one.
One for all and all for one and all.
All for one and one for all.
In a stone room, Mickey shines boots as Goofy mops the floor. The mouse eyes his own reflection in a shoe.
Yes, sir. Janitors today, musketeers tomorrow.
Pluto the dog enters with a feather hat in his teeth.
Hey, my lucky musketeer hat. Aw, thanks, boy. Remember when the musketeers gave me this hat, Pluto? They even autographed it. See?
Handwritten names adorn the hat's brim.
Oh, I can't wait to be a great big hero. Ow! Careful, Goofy.
Sorry, Mickey.
I can't wait to be a musketeer neither, because I got plenty of good ideas. Musketeers could use a clever feller like me.
Goofy mops the floor with shoe polish.
Hey, Donald, how about you?
Are you kidding? Musketeers need guys like me that are brave.
Yeah, and they need guys that are brave, too.
That's what I said. Brave!
A pipe shakes and Donald hides. The duck emerges from his toolbox. In a bathroom, a husky cat prepares to shower.
Brum, bum, brum, bum, 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 humpty dumpty bum. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, hurry. I've been looking forward to this all month.
Maybe I can sand it out.
A piece of sandpaper flies off Goofy's stack. It lands beside Mickey. The mouse tries to shine a boot with it, but destroys the shoe.
Oh! Huh?
He rips the sole off another boot. Mickey tries to pound the destroyed shoe and the soleless boot together. They fall apart. The mouse spies a jar of glue atop a cabinet. He climbs a pipe on the wall and reaches for the jar.
Almost!
A valve turns beneath his feet, sending a needle on a gauge into the red. A bulge travels along the pipe to Donald. The pipe breaks.
A, I'm adorable. B, I'm so beautiful.
The shower stops.
What?
Goofy uses an electric sander on the floor. The broken pipe steals Donald's wrench. The pipe detaches from the wall.
I almost got it!
Riding the sander, Goofy knocks the jar of glue down.
I got it!
The jar lands on Goofy's head. With the pipe wrapped around him, Donald gets swept up by the out-of-control sander. The pipe tears away from the wall. The husky cat taps the shower head. The shower falls through the floor into the stone room. The shower head rolls to Mickey, Donald, and Goofy, who sit coiled in the broken pipe. The husky cat opens the shower curtain.
Oh, Captain Pete!
They salute Pete, and he falls to the floor. Later, Pete tosses the three friends into a dark laundry room.
Now listen, you yardsticks! I am sick and tired of your screw-ups. You guys are hopeless. I leave you for 5 minutes, and I come back to a disaster.
Well, we were practicing our teamwork so we can be good musketeers.
Musketeers? Yeah! Oh! That's priceless.
But we could work really hard and prove ourselves, Captain Pete, and then would you let us be musketeers?
Well, there's three things wrong with that. One!
He points to Donald, who hides in his own hat.
You're a coward! Two!
Goofy wears a dim-witted expression.
We're sorry. The number you reached has been disconnected.
Oh, you're a doofus. And as for you, well, you're just too small. Why, I wouldn't have you yahoos as musketeers, even if you were the last recruits in all of my beloved France.
Pete pokes Mickey's nose.
So, you won't be needing this, will ya?
Pete crushes the hat.
Yeah. Here, kid, have a ball.
Mickey sadly puts the balled up hat on his head as Pete walks away. The mouse's lips tremble. A stack of clean musketeer tabards falls on them. A gold fleur-de-lis symbol adorns the sleeveless garments. Mickey's hat unfurls. At the Grand Palace Versailles, Minnie Mouse sits on a throne and plucks flower petals.
He loves me. He loves me a lot. He loves me. He loves me even more. He loves me.
Pardon me, Your Highness. You're kind of mangling that flower. Who's the lucky guy?
My one true love. find him someday. He's out there. I just know it.
This fantasy man. Do you happen to know if he's royalty?
Does it matter?
Well, as you know, someone of your royal stature must be courted by a gentleman of royal blood.
What a royal pain.
Your Highness, you're gonna have to pick someone sooner or later. I mean, tick-tock, huh?
Daisy, I can't pick someone I'm not in love with.
You want love? Buy a dog. Besides, the perfect guy isn't gonna just walk through the door. And even if he does, how are you gonna know he's the one?
Oh, I'll know. Just imagine, he'll stride into the room. A light will glow from him. I'll hear music. He'll bring me flowers. He'll sweep me off my feet. And I'll know he's the one when he makes me laugh.
Your Majesty. Oh, forgive me for saying so, but that sounds...
Smiling, Minnie bats her eyelashes at Daisy Duck.
Just lovely.
Minnie puts the mangled flower in a vase, then approaches a door.
Trust me, Daisy. I'll know him when I see him.
As Minnie steps outside, another petal falls from the flower. Twirling daintily, the princess spots a bouquet of pink roses. She plucks one and descends stairs toward a garden. Playing his lute, the turtle tips his hat to her.
Why, bonjour!
She strolls off.
Ah, a romantic princess deserves a romantic song, no? Just around the corner, seeking you. Puppy love is tripping lightly into view. Hiding in the hedgerows, sneaking up on tiptoes. Love's first kiss is blissfully about to capture you. Just around the corner, wafting close.
Three masked beagles watch Minnie from behind a tree.
Suppose. So sit still and wait now.
As she moves on through the garden, they drag a large safe to a new hiding spot.
Right behind you, let love find you. It's love, 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 love. Love so lovely. What can you say to love but love?
Minnie smiles at an elderly couple snuggling on a bench, then sits on the stairs of the palace. The bandits continue dragging the safe through the garden.
Maybe on the rooftops climbing high. Somewhere just above you, love is hovering by.
The beagles stand on a balcony above her and tip the safe over the railing.
Love will crush you into mush. When you're the bullseye, you'll get hit by the young love. Your first, your only love. Love so.
Excuse me, Your Grace?
The safe falls as Minnie moves. Watching from above, the tall bandit hits the short one. They hide as Minnie and Daisy look up. Now, the beagles run through a stone corridor.
Who's gonna tell the blooming boss the bad news?
Don't look at me. I ain't saying nothing. You tell him.
Me? I told him last time, you silly twit. I don't believe in doing it twice.
Help!
Oi, here's an idea. Shorty, you tell him.
Tell him what?
That we, you know,
botched the job.
He's not going to like that.
The short bandit opens an armory door and finds Pete inside. The husky cat glares at the beagle.
Hello there.
Hobbling on his peg leg, Pete crosses the room toward the short bandit.
It don't look good when only one shows up, does it, small fry?
The others listen in.
Blimey, I can't hear nothing but step, clump, step, clump.
Have a gander at Monstro's better side.
Pete reaches through the keyhole. He pulls the other two beagles inside the room. They exchange a look.
He has something to tell you, boss.
It better be good news.
Well, we did exactly what you said to do, and dropped the safe on the princess!
You what? I didn't say drop a safe, you don't. I said keep her safe!
Well, that's good, because we missed her.
Now listen, you mutts. I got a plan, and it ain't to kill the princess. It's to kidnap her.
Huh?
The opera, it's tomorrow night.
A poster on a wall reads, opera, sold out.
The princess has got to be gone by then, or I can't become king.
Oh! I don't get it.
Lieutenant Clarabel?
Oui, oui, mon capitaine. You bellowed.
Throw these clowns into the pit.
Oui, oui, la pit.
No,
anything but la pit.
Bon voyage, losers.
The bandits fall down a hole. The short one emerges from the shallow opening.
Oh, not so bad.
Clarabel the cow answers a phone.
Bonjour, Pete's secret lair. Clarabel speaking. The princess?
Outside, Minnie scowls. Musketeers march past. Pete arrives.
Your Highness, so glad you could grace us with your royal omnipresences.
I want bodyguards.
Huh?
Musketeer bodyguards.
Tell these bad guys running here when they see the musketeers. Saving Minnie is our duty. Mess with her, we'll kick your butt.
Ouch. Bodyguards, absolutely. Let me check my schedule here.
He reads a calendar.
How about next Thursday?
How about 10 minutes at the palace? Get me bodyguards, Captain Pete.
He spots Mickey, Donald, and Goofy.
Pancakes, cornflakes, scrambled eggs.
Goofy rapidly pulls a rope on a window washer's scaffold. Mickey and Donald struggle to keep up on the other side, and it breaks.
Oh, princess, you're in luck. Have I got to mend for you?
Well, I hope so. Thanks to your incompetence, this whole thing has been a pain in the neck.
Minnie leaves.
I'll show you a pain in the neck.
Pete pretends to crush her head. She glares at him. In the laundry room, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy wear somber expressions. Mickey absentmindedly uses a crank-powered washboard. Goofy irons a tabard. Donald wrings out wet garments with a mangle.
Oh, boy.
Mickey stops working and forces a smile.
Hey, Donald. Don't worry about what Captain Pete said. Cheer up. I'm sure there's some way we can become musketeers.
We can?
They hurry over to their friend.
Hey, Goof, you know we can prove Pete's wrong about us if we just work hard and stick together.
Donald and Goofy exchange a smile.
You really think so?
Hey, have I ever let you down? Huh? Have I? Have I? Huh? Have I?
No.
Just imagine, guys, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday, Captain Pete's gonna march in here and say...
Congratulations, boys!
Huh?
You passed the test. I've been watching you three, and I'll tell you what. You guys have got what it takes to be musketeers.
Really? You mean it?
Cross my heart.
Oh, boy. Hey, fellas. We're gonna be musketeers.
Musketeers!
Musketeers!
The three friends don white gloves, feather hats, swords, and tabards. Now they stand in a courtyard.
I knew we had what it takes.
Cause we're clever.
And brave.
And together we are gonna be great big heroes. What do you say, men? All for one.
And two for tea.
Goofy draws his sword and accidentally pierces Donald's hat.
Yeesh.
We'll work on it.
Pete leads the three new musketeers through the palace.
Hop, do, twa, cat. Hop, do, twa, cat. Hop, do, twa, cat. Hop, do, twa, cat. Company, ho!
They stop.
Stay here whilst I go schmooze Princess What's-Her-Name.
Wow, this is it, guys. This is what we've been waiting for all our lives. Now, when these doors open, we've got to make a great first impression.
Donald grins and straightens his posture. Goofy smooths his hair with saliva.
Okay, remember, fellas, we're on duty, and this place could be crawling with bad guys.
Bad guys?
So stay alert!
You heard them! Stay alert!
Aye, aye, sir!
Goofy gets startled by a suit of armor.
Bad guys! No! Goofy!
Mickey and Donald rush over. In a cloud of dust, Goofy fights with the empty armor.
Gosh, he pulled an axe on me!
Your Royal Highness, I have never, ever had a more highly skilled group of gentlemen than the individuals which I present to you today.
Seems like this is gonna take a while.
I'll go get you a little
and
snack.
It took my highly trained eye to see their true potential.
Yes, well, France thanks you and your eye very much.
Well, then, it is without further ado that I present for your complete safety and protection, your musketeer!
The doors to the throne room open, revealing Goofy and Donald trying to put the armor back together. They salute Minnie. The armor falls and Minnie gapes at Mickey. He catches sight of the princess and starts walking toward her. The throne room transforms into a bed of clouds.
Just imagine. He'll stride into the room. Light will glow from him. I'll hear music. He'll bring me flowers.
Floating on air, Mickey carries a bouquet of roses to her. The flowers morph into butterflies as he takes her hand.
And he'll sweep me off my feet. And I'll know he's the one when he makes me laugh.
Your Majesty, it's time to cut the cheese.
What?
Here we are. Roquefort, anyone?
Daisy holds a tray of cheese.
Nice!
Whatever!
The musketeers surround her.
Oh, no!
Release her! Stop it!
They hold Daisy from her limbs.
Drop her!
The musketeers obey.
She is my lady in waiting!
You'll have to forgive them, Your Highness. They're like a well-oiled machine that's wound just a little too tight.
Minnie thinks.
We're sorry, Your Grace. We thought she was a villain.
Donald grins.
I don't think so.
Oh, I see. Well then, I feel safer already.
Outside, Pete dances away. Sitting on a low wall on a bridge, the turtle hides in his shell as the husky cat passes by. A close view shows Pete shaking his large backside.
Oh no! When the bad guy is that happy, it always, always means...
The turtle pulls out a horn.
Bad guy song!
I was born to cheat and lie. I'm a mean, rotten guy. When you ask me why I'm nasty, here's my reason why. At that stork delivery, Mommy screamed,
woe is me, such a dork. Hey, Mr. Stork, behold my misery. Pete is ghastly, Pete's a blob. Pete's a nasty, naughty slob.
Can it, sister? I'm the mister who will get the job. So I'm nasty, I'm no good. I'll be king. Knock on wood, I'll impress you, though I'm just a common lonely hood. If you can't be loved, be feared. Don't get shoved, sheep get sheared. Be the king, pull the strings, or else you might get speared. I'm so happy I could dance. Seize my chance, I'll advance. Come and cheer me, love and fear me. Petey's king of France. Evening, trusted lieutenant. Watch out for the bricks.
What?
Pete enters his secret lair.
Come and cheer me, love and fear me. Petey's king of France. Why'd the music stop?
In the shallow pit, the beagles draw, read, and play jacks.
Hello, boys.
They scratch out the picture, eat the jacks, and blow their nose in a book.
Think you might have some spare time to go and snatch the princess?
Yeah, I think.
Well, quit thinking and do it. The opera's tomorrow night. The job's gotta be done by then. Remember?
How can we help?
I want you to grab her, find a remote tower somewhere, and lock her away forever, so no one can ever find her again. You got me, Dingbats?
Sure thing, boss.
The bandits hurry out. Mickey, Donald, and Goofy drive a royal carriage through the countryside. Goofy reads a book titled The Complete Idiot's Guide to Musketeering. Mickey sniffs the air.
Isn't this musketeering stuff great?
You bet!
Isn't it romantic, Daisy? Being protected by three dashing musketeers? And the little one is so handsome.
Yeah, he's kind of cute and all, but you're forgetting something. They're musketeers. Commoners. Non-college bound. You know what that means.
Our love is forbidden?
Bingo.
A forbidden love? How romantic.
Sitting in a tree, the beagles watch the carriage approach. As it passes below, they jump onto the roof.
Oh, oh! Bad guys!
Bad guys!
Bad guys?
The horses take off at a run.
Yikes!
Donald hides in the carriage. Mickey draws his sword.
Okay, you, on guard!
On guard? French words make me mad!
A bandit cuts away Mickey's sword and uniform. Daisy tries to force Donald out a window.
Get out there and fight, you coward!
In the driver's seat, Goofy sits between two beagles.
You fellas seen any bad guys around here?
Ooh, how about this bad guy?
A bandit turns a jack-in-the-box crank and a boxing glove punches Goofy.
Goofy!
Hit the road, tiny!
A beagle looms over Donald, who draws his sword.
Boosh!
The duck packs himself in a suitcase and throws himself in the carriage. Goofy tumbles into a mud pond. His friends land atop him.
Princess!
Minnie looks out the back window as the carriage speeds away. Peering over the edge of the pond, Mickey wears a somber expression. He slumps down into the mud, which covers his face.
Now how are we going to protect the princess?
Protect the princess? Are you kidding? It's hopeless. We failed.
Hopeless? Failed?
Mickey shakes the mud from his face.
Well, I don't think we're hopeless. Listen, Captain Pete has faith in us.
He does? Ooh, I mean, he does.
Pete made us musketeers, remember?
Yeah, we're musketeers.
That's right. Just like we dreamed when we were kids. So, what do you say? Are we a team?
Count me in, Mickey.
Me too, me too.
We're off to save the princess. No obstacle too big.
Yeah.
No danger too great.
You said it.
Together we'll save the princess or die trying.
Mickey and Goofy hurry away.
Die?
They return and grab Donald.
Die?
On a bridge over a waterfall.
Hey, Goof! This door won't budge!
Let me give it a go!
Mickey and Donald pull at a door on a tower. The mouse notices a sign that reads, Push.
Hey, Goof, wait! I got it all!
Goofy runs inside, passing the bandits on the stairs.
What the heck was that?
He flies out a window, then ricochets off a branch. A cow kicks him into a windmill, which spins him back through the window. Goofy tumbles down the stairs past the bandits and lands at Mickey's feet.
Wow. Oh! Oh! Door's open.
Oi, what we do about them musketeers?
We's 87 floors up. It'll be hours before they's on us.
Panting heavily, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy arrive.
Hold it right there! You fiends!
Sling them birds in their cage!
A beagle tosses Minnie and Daisy in a cage.
Your Highness!
Let's have a bit of fun with these blighters, eh?
Let's get them!
Mickey and Goofy fight two of the beagles.
Let the doers go!
The short bandit draws a large sword and slices Donald's blade in half.
You feel lucky, ducky?
Transforming into a chicken, Donald runs away.
Hang about? Is that Halley's Comet?
Halley's Comet? Where?
A bandit covers Goofy's face with his hat.
Whoa!
Another beagle holds Mickey at arm's length.
Let me go! Let me go! I'll slice you to ribbons!
What the?
My sword!
The bandits surround them.
Goofy, we gotta do something quick or the princess is done for.
It's all over.
Goofy knits his brow.
Looks like you blokes got in over your heads.
Staring at the dog-shaped hole in the window, Goofy devises an elaborate plan in a thought bubble.
What are you planning, Goof?
I got an idea. You with me?
You bet.
Hot soup! Coming through!
Grabbing Mickey, Goofy flies out the window.
That was a bit of a Barney, wasn't it?
They ricochet off the tree branch. The cow kicks them into the windmill, which spins them through the window. The bandits fly out a window into a river. Mickey and Goofy tumble down the stairs. Running into the cage, they free Minnie and Daisy, who also fall down the steps. They pass another suspended cage, and Donald emerges. The four of them land in the doorway at the bottom.
Did we do it?
Yeah! We did it! The three of us did it! All for one and... Wait, where's Donald?
We did it!
Donald tumbles down the stairs. Tied up, Minnie and Daisy glare.
Well, I mean just kind of tight.
Mickey falls back as the ropes give way.
Oops. Mickey made her laugh, so she knew he was the one. But will their love bloom on their way back to Paris? Perhaps if I sing them a song. Afloat on the breeze,
on wings of love,
like birds and like bees,
sweet wings of love.
The first day we met,
on wings of love,
we watched the sunset,
sweet wings of love.
And if by some chance we're chasing romance, it's heaven's design. You'll be mine, hands entwined on wings of love. A real life fairy tale, down the streams of life we sail, and our world in twilight gleams like the light in your eyes. Inside my dreams, your whisper lightly tickling my ear. It's Paris, in the spring. I feel so giddy. One thing is clear, you stir my heart to sing. Don't take your hand from mine, just hold tight until you find.
On the steps of the palace, Minnie kisses Mickey.
I'm dreaming of, and I'm waiting for you on wings of love.
Bon wing.
Mickey faints.
Waiting for you on wings of love.
On wings of
Young love.
In Pete's lair.
I got a problem. Those three chowderheads have proven tougher than I thought.
Yeah? So?
So quit hanging around. We gotta change plans, see? Now we're gonna have to pull the switcheroo tomorrow night at the opera. That little ditty's starting to grow on me. Now listen, to get to the princess, we're gonna have to pick those guys off one by one.
Nighttime. At the palace, Daisy brushes Minnie's hair in bed.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Oh, look, Daisy! Mickey and I have the same last name!
Well, it must be destiny. Good thing destiny doesn't control my love life.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, look at me. If it did, I'd get stuck with Mr.
Goofy marches outside their door.
2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4.
Bad guys.
Attention, Musketeer Goofy.
Mickey, is that you?
Yes, Musketeer Goofy. I am in need of your assistance.
You sure are talking funny.
I was eating escargot in peanut butter.
Hey, save some for me.
Goofy follows a mouse-shaped silhouette into the library.
Over here!
He runs outside.
Follow me, Goofy!
The silhouette leads him into the village. In an alley, Clarabelle stands before a lantern making shadow puppets.
Mickey!
Goofy finds himself trapped in a dead end.
Doggone! Where'd he go? Mickey! Mickey!
A shadow overtakes him.
Uh-oh!
At the palace.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Donald backs into a potted plant. Waving his sword, he cuts the tree into a duck-shaped topiary.
Hello, handsome!
Wearing peat masks, the bandits peek around the corner.
I told you Twitsy's peat masks wouldn't work.
Let's go to plan B.
Hey, you're the bad guys. Don't move.
The beagles draw many sharp weapons. Donald dresses the topiary in his hat and sword, then runs. His tabard covers his face, and he bounces off the walls on his way out of the palace. In the village, he hides in a barrel.
Uh-oh.
He tips upside down. The barrel lid opens, revealing the bandits. Donald backs out of the barrel and gets his head stuck between two wood boards.
What's going on?
A painting shows Pete as king. Tombstones bear the musketeers' names.
Captain Pete?
I'm in such a good mood.
Pete pulls a lever and Donald narrowly escapes a guillotine blade.
Come back here, you little bird beak!
The device cuts off Pete's peg leg.
Go!
At the palace, Pluto runs through the halls.
Pluto, Pluto, slow down, boy! What is it?
They stop outside the bedroom.
Hey, where's Goofy? Donald!
Mickey eyes the duck-shaped topiary in Donald's clothes.
Something strange is going on here.
Psst.
Who's there? You better come out of there, or I'm coming in after you.
The visor on a suit of armor's helmet opens. Trembling, Donald peeks out.
Donald? What's the big idea? Come down from there. Why aren't you at your post?
We gotta get Goofy and get out of here.
Goofy? Where is he? He's not at his post either.
Oh, no. He's already got Goofy.
Wait, who's got Goofy? Donald? Donald, are you nuts? What's going on?
He just gonna kidnap Princess Minnie so it can become king, cause he's really a bad guy. And he has a secret lair and it's really dark and scary. So the point is, instead of chaos and continuous way, so we should run down as far away as we can.
Mickey and Pluto exchange a look.
Donald, I can't understand a word you say.
Whoa, put me down! Whoa, we can't leave our post like this. What would Captain Pete say?
Captain Pete is the bad guy.
Captain Pete is the bad guy?
Mickey frees himself from Donald.
Pete's trying to kidnap the princess?
Exactly.
But he made us musketeers.
It was all a lie.
A lie? Well, lie or no lie, musketeers don't run from danger. And as long as we wear these uniforms, neither do we.
You said it.
Donald removes his musketeer uniform.
It's every good for himself.
Donald, wait. Together we can stop Captain Pete. Remember how we rescued the princess?
I was hiding.
Hiding? Well, tonight you came back to warn us, and that took courage, Donald.
The duck hesitates.
Come on, I'll be right beside you, because we're friends.
Mickey reaches out for Donald.
I just can't. I'm sorry.
The duck hurries away.
Donald!
As he watches his friend disappear into the fog, Mickey dons a sad expression. Pluto holds Mickey's feather hat between his teeth. The mouse takes it.
Thanks, boy.
Pluto sniffs the air.
What is it? What is it, boy?
Pete steps out of the shadows.
Well, well, well. If it ain't the one musketeer.
Captain Pete, by the power vested in me as a musketeer, I arrest you, mister.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, how about this? By the power invested in my fist, I clobber you.
Pete hits him. A close view shows two crabs fighting over fish bones. They move aside as a horse-drawn carriage barrels past them on a muddy road. In the driver's seat, Pete approaches a large island structure. He passes through a stone archway into a courtyard. Now, Mickey sits in a cage. Pete pulls away a cloth covering the structure and grins at him.
Hey there! Hi there! Ho there! You're as welcome as can be.
The husky cat takes the cage from the carriage and struts into a fortified building. Descending a winding staircase, he crosses a long hall. He stops and opens a hatch in the floor, then drops Mickey inside.
Oopsie. I am such a butterfingers.
Pete follows him into a cell.
Hey, put me down! Don't make me have to whoop you!
Okay, fine. Just hold still, you runt!
He shackles Mickey to the wall.
Well, Mickey, it looks like this is the end of the line.
Think so? My pals will be right behind us.
Oh, sure, The duck dumped you, remember?
Mickey thinks.
Well, Goofy then.
The Goof? He's getting fitted for a halo.
No.
Yes. Face it, Mickey. It's all for one. And you are on your own.
Pete tosses him.
Enjoy your brief stay here at the Mount St. Michel. You know, they say the tide comes in faster than horses.
He stokes a candle with his fingers.
So long, runt. I got me tickets to the opera. A little something called I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Pete climbs a ladder to the top. The silhouette of the hatch door's bars loom over Mickey. The little mouse removes his feather hat and somberly stares at it. Shutting his eyes, he tosses the hat aside. Mickey buries his face in his arms. An underwater view shows skeletons lying beside a shipwreck. Our view rises to Clarabelle standing on a bridge against a full moon. She holds Goofy, who wears chains around his body.
This is it, handsome. Get ready for the big sleep. The river of no return. The long day's journey into night.
The current runs rapidly.
Gorsh, your sweet voice is music to my ears.
Huh?
Your chains of love now hold me tight. Your bovine beauty makes my heart take flight.
You will not change my mind one smidge. I'm going to drop you screaming off this bridge.
Goofy tangles her in his chains.
Clarabelle, you drive me nuts.
His love so sweet, his love
Poor
so
good.
Attaching him to an anvil, she dangles him over the water.
My milkmaid miss, you charm my soul. You leave me utterly beyond control. Call me a goof, but one thing's clear. Your melodious moo is music to my ear.
He's not dumb,
he's not real smart. And yet, he's touched my little cowhide heart. He loves my moo, my cow-like gaze. His numbskull charm has set my heart ablaze!
Pulling him up, they kiss and float in midair. Fireworks erupt overhead. They land on the bridge, which cracks. Goofy falls and Clarabelle dives after him. She slides down the chain onto the anvil and pulls him close.
Hurry, my love. You don't have much time. Your friend Mickey is in dire peril.
No, he's not. He's in the Musketeers.
I mean, he's in danger.
They fall. Donald rows a boat below.
Be a musketeer when doves fall from the sky.
The boat breaks in half. At the prison, the tide rolls in. In his cell, Mickey notices seawater rushing in from drainage pipes set into the walls. A height chart in the stone reads, "You must be this tall to survive this dungeon," and an arrow indicates 10.5 feet. In a forest, Goofy carries Donald on his shoulder and hurries after Pluto.
We're coming, Mickey!
Put me down! Put me down!
They reach a pier and board a small rowboat.
Goofy! It's gonna kill us!
Peter, no, Pete. Mickey's our pal and we gotta save him. All for one and one for all, remember? I know it's the most hideous house of torture in all of France, but we're going in there!
As lightning flashes, a scary face appears on the prison's facade. Donald buries his head in the sand.
Gorsh, Pluto! Could this be the end of the Three Musketeers?
This is the end! This is the end!
The Donald Duck has left poor Mickey Mouse to drown. And Goofy trusted him, but Donald let him down.
We all berate him because we hate him. He is a traitor, vacillator. He's a lousy second-rater, mangy mallard.
He's a coward.
Donald's destiny has soured. It's the end.
Donald smashes the turtle's loot.
That way, tiger.
Donald lowers his fists and stares off. He watches Goofy and Pluto row toward the prison.
Wait for me.
He shakes the turtle's hand.
Thanks for the song.
Donald runs across the water and into the boat.
Donald!
The duck changes into his musketeer uniform.
Come on! You gotta save Mickey!
Spinning his tail rapidly, Pluto uses it as a motor for the tiny boat. They speed toward the prison. Underwater, Mickey tries to free himself from his chains but fails. Donald, Goofy, and Pluto reach the shore.
We're coming, Mickey!
In the cell, the water level rises to 10 feet, overtaking Mickey, who floats on the surface. Losing consciousness, he starts to sink. His friends dive in after him. Grabbing the chain attached to Mickey's waist, Donald and Goofy pull with all their might. The bolts begin to break loose from the wall.
Mickey, come back to us, pal. I think he's coming out of it.
Mickey sits on a stone floor.
Oh, Donald? Goofy? Pete told me you were a goner.
Oh, shucks. I ain't...
Mickey hugs Goofy.
Going nowhere without you, Mick.
Aw, pal. You came back.
Of course I did.
We wouldn't let you down, Mick. We're your friends.
Yeah, come on.
Donald hands Mickey his hat.
We gotta save the princess. Don't you remember? All for one?
Yeah.
Aw, fellas. We're not even real musketeers.
Not real musketeers? Who says so? Listen, Donald might be a big chicken. And you're just a little guy. I ain't no genius. But I know one thing. When the three of us stick together...
We can do anything!
And not Pete?
Or nobody else can stop us.
Musketeers, we've got a princess to rescue.
Later.
Come on, Goof!
Come on, Donald!
I'm right behind you!
They all share one horse. Outside an opera house, Minnie steps out of the royal carriage.
Princess Minnie, your grace.
Dressed as footmen, the bandits greet her. Inside, Pete blocks her path.
Captain Pete?
Buongiorno, princess.
Wearing their thieves' robes, the beagles surround her.
Where are my bodyguards?
Pete traps her in a sack.
I'll be your bodyguard tonight, sweet cheeks.
This is an outrage!
No, it's my nefarious plan to steal the throne.
Does this crown make my ears look big?
The short bandit wears a mini disguise.
You know what to do.
Rightio, boss!
Pete tosses Minnie and Daisy inside a trunk. On a dirt road, the three musketeers ride toward Paris.
Look! There it is!
At the opera, Pete addresses the disguised bandit.
Okay, shortstop, do your stuff.
Wearing a pink dress, crown, and mouse ears, the small beagle powders his face.
Attention, my loyal subjects. Due to the stress of princessing, my duties have become too overwhelming for a delicate flower such as myself. Therefore, I now present your new ruler, King Pete!
A banner reads King Pete the Magnificent.
I did it, Bobby! I'm king of all France! I feel like eating a snail. Now, on with the show!
A turtle with white hair stands at a podium and bows with a flourish.
Hello,
c'est moi.
The lute-playing turtle winks at us. He conducts for the orchestra. Curtains open to reveal opera singers standing on a pirate ship set. Outside, Pluto leads the musketeers up the opera house steps.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Attaboy, Pluto! Find the princess!
Backstage, the bandits carry the trunk with Minnie and Daisy trapped inside. Pluto blocks their path.
Did you find the princess, boy?
Pluto points.
Good work, Pluto.
Our brave musketeers have come to rescue us.
Don't worry, Your Highness. We'll save you. All right, you two. Drop the princess.
With pleasure.
The beagles draw their swords. The pirate ship set moves, revealing the musketeers battling with the bandits. The battle encroaches on three singing pigs. The short bandit wakes Pete from a deep slumber. He notices the battle.
What does Samuel? Princess! Do something!
Sir! Yes, sir!
Scaling rough and rugged as it's fun.
The singing pigs hide under a fake rock and dart off stage.
How dare you try and kidnap the princess! Nobody walks away with the princess while Mickey, Donald, and Goofy are on the job!
Hey! Someone's walking away with a princess!
Let's get him!
The Musketeers tackle the short bandit. They carry the trunk away.
I am the very model of a modern major general.
The bandits pass a singer. They chase the Musketeers up to a catwalk. Carrying the trunk, Goofy tries to bridge a gap between the catwalk and a suspended crescent moon. The Musketeers ride the fake moon down to the stage.
She's getting away!
Pete rides a suspended sun toward the three friends, using his peg leg to break. The audience and opera singers look on as they play tug-of-war with the trunk. Pete drops it. Mickey swings on a rope to a staircase and hurries onto the stage. The trunk falls on him. Pete rides the sun to the stage, then lets go. Donald, Goofy, and the bandits plummet toward the floor. They crash through the stage.
Two down, and one to go.
I almost got it!
Mickey picks at the lock.
Oh no! Look out!
Huh?
This is it, Squeaky. Mano e Mouso.
The turtle searches for new sheet music. Pete knocks Mickey down with his sword. The mouse blocks his attack. Spiraling his blade around Pete's, Mickey knocks the sword from his hand. Pete hits him. The mouse scoots away from Pete's sword.
It's all over, Mickey. And you're all alone. And now with you finally out of the way, getting rid of the princess will be easy as pie.
Riding the moon, Donald and Goofy rise behind Pete.
Huh, wanna bet?
That's a sucker bet.
You're the sucker!
They hop down onto the stage.
Ready, Musketeers?
All for him and one for all!
Uh-oh.
How's this for a coward?
Oh!
How's this for a doofus?
And I may be small, Pete, but I've got friends that make me 10 feet tall.
Oh, nuts.
Mickey punches and kicks Pete, then cuts off his peg leg.
Timber!
I hate happy endings.
Free from the trunk, Minnie takes Mickey's hand. Trying to hug, Clarabel and Goofy bonk heads. Daisy sweeps Donald into her arms and kisses him.
C'est la vie. Oh, c'est l'amour.
The turtle wipes a tear from his eye. Composing wildly, he knocks over his music stand. In a courtyard, Minnie carries a sword and faces Mickey, Donald, and Goofy. Musketeers stand behind them. Pluto wears a large medal.
In gratitude for saving France, I hereby dub thee Mickey, Donald, and Goofy, all Royal Musketeers.
What do you say, everybody? All for one
and one for all!
Bravo, my friends! Oh, our three heroes have finally made their dream come true.
I think this calls for
one more song!
All for one, hey! All for one and one for all! Musketeers sing! All for one and one for all!
Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Rebecca Downey.
Thank you.
Thank you.